Durka? Durka, Durka? Voter, voter, voter? Hey, voters, wake up. Smell the Seattle spirit. You're soaked in it. They really are. You gotta wash it off. You get that on you? Hard to get out of the clothes.
We have a lot of data. The way we get data and analyze data. What we do know from looking at the data is the data is very clear.
I'll give you some data. This statement should haunt every King County voter who's ever voted for this clown. And I have more details on why.
Our incarceration rate in the state of Washington is among the 10 lowest in the United States.
Let's get to this. My friend and colleague, Dory Monson, on Cairo Radio, had an interview today. Local story. A woman named Tawny Plo. Her father was named Michael Keaton. He was killed by a hit-and-run driver. A driver who's now been arrested. And this is breaking news. Her name is Ali Rochelle Gianingi. She's 29 years old, and I don't want to freak you out, surprise you, stun you, shock you, but she has a felony warrant arrest out from Thurston County for possession of meth and OxyContin. But what is the prevailing theory in Western Washington when it comes to women like this?
Our incarceration rate in the state of Washington is among the 10 lowest in the United States.
It's led by people like heroin Dan Satterberg, the King County prosecutor. Now, this woman's been arrested in connection with this hit and run. But Dory talked to the lady who had lost her father and talked about the fact that her dad was always looking to take extra precautions when he was out walking. He'd lost 100 pounds. To get himself alive, to be alive for his grandkids.
So my dad took every precaution and still this person took my dad.
Yeah, and as I understand it, there were no brake scenes, no braking marks. The car did not slow, and that shouldn't surprise us in our area since it's okay to drive with meth in your system. Why do I say that? A judge in Everett, we'll get into this story in detail later, said there's not enough science behind whether or not you're okay driving with meth in your system. It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to drive with meth in your system. That driver took a life. And you know about the prevailing theory here across all of Western Washington. You know, straws, ban them. Employers, punish them. People who are addicted to drugs, subsidize them. Coddle them. And of course, Tawny, who lost her father, said the driver did not ask for help. Again, she's been arrested. Ali Rochelle Giannini, been arrested, 29 years old, with a felony warrant for meth and OxyContin possession.
There is no reason that someone could say, oh, I didn't see him, because everyone saw him. You couldn't miss him.
Yeah. Laying on the road, dying. 61 years old, out trying to stay healthy for his grandkids. Now, I can totally believe that someone who is stoned on meth and oxy may well have seen the person. Maybe they didn't because they're so stoned. No excuse. But the prevailing laziness and arrogance of the Seattle voter is what has allowed people like Dan Satterberg to stay in power.
Our incarceration rate in the state of Washington is among the 10 lowest in the United States.
And has allowed this theory to spread all around our area that we're not going to punish criminals. This is just the first story in this arrangement of stories. And of course, this lady who's lost her father, Tawny, she's still in an emotional state. And of course she is.
It's just an indescribable feeling to have someone torn from you in such a violent manner and know that the person who did this just doesn't even have the common decency to call for help. Nothing could have been done, but at least make that call. Don't leave him laying there for half an hour.
So the Western Washington voters, y'all left him laying there. Western Washington voters who will refuse to vote for people unless they have a D by their name. I understand that Thurston County is different from King County, but the entire tone is being set from the top. Let's give you another example. You remember last week we talked about the fact that one guy went and assaulted three people in the King County courthouse. Now, we live in an era where the media makes national news when some knuckle-dragging, you know, toothless dummy or crazy person or racist, you know, jackass is caught using racial language against people. That becomes a national story. But in Seattle, in King County, in the King County Administration Building, a guy walked through the building assaulting people and was let go. David Preston from Safe Seattle on Facebook, which is a must-follow site, has a source, a police source, talking about why wasn't this person arrested. He walked through the King County Administration Building, the King County Courthouse, hitting court officials, as I recall. Three people in one day, he was let go. Oh, and he has a long record. Of course he has a long record. So David talked to his source. His source tells him that the guy was probably charged with assault four. That politically, the pressure in Seattle and in King County is to keep people like this guy out of jail. This guy who's since been arrested for another assault. And as I recall, has, in fact, flags on his record for assaulting cops. And he's walking around the courthouse, body-checking people. He punched a lady, as I recall, in the stomach and was allowed to walk. He said he's probably been charged with assault four, which has been deemed a non-high violent crime. Well, who would deem something like assault four a non-high violent crime? Smack Daddy, Dow Constantine?
Since 2002, we've reduced the average daily population of young people in the juvenile system at the Youth Services Center from 212 to fewer than 50.
So the officer told David Preston, according to Preston at Safe Seattle, this is it. This is the day of reckoning. These are the days of reckoning for the no youth incarceration movement. Dow Constantine, Smack Daddy Dow, has promised, he's pledged to reduce youth incarceration to zero. Well, one way to do that is to not charge young people who are running through the King County Courthouse punching and body checking people.
That is an act of war to invest in white supremacy and terrorism with this bunker.
Because that's exactly who they answer to in the city. And the voters of Seattle, you guys are taking King County down a path where we've got repeat drunk drivers, four or five convictions for drunk driving. They go take another life. Talked about two of them in the past 2 weeks. Now we've got this lady, the Thurston County affair, running over a guy, 61 years old, leaving him laying there. We got this guy running around a courthouse, punching people, body checking people. He's allowed to be released. The week before that, no, it was last week again. We had the guy with 50 arrests on his record on video surveillance, sexually assaulting a woman on a Metro bus, arrested at 6:20 in the morning, let out. The detective working on the case was stunned to see the guy on the street. He's investigating him for rape. And he was let out and given a stern warning. Sir, you're not to ride the Metro buses unless you have an adult chaperone. An adult chaperone. The guy's 50 years old. The assailant is 50 years old. All of this is on the King County, Seattle-based King County voters. All of it on Seattle. But, man, do you hate that Trump? I said it's a bigger scandal what's going on here than what happened with Trump and Putin today. Can anyone disagree? Trump said mean things about the intelligence agency. He didn't have a great day. And we'll get into that. But this is purposeful. This is purposeful. We will reduce crime by letting people who body check court officers run free. We will reduce crime by allowing a guy with 50 arrests who raped a woman on video camera go, but we'll tell him not to get on buses anymore. We'll reduce crime by allowing people involved in gang murders into diversion programs. The real dereliction of duty, the real negligence sits on the back of the lazy, rich Seattle voter. This is all yours. You guys should be outraged at you, but no, it's just Trump. It's just Trump. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH over into national news. 4 o'clock. Bill Bryant will join us on the Todd Herman Show. 5 questions for Bill Bryant. Text line is open, 800-465-8770. Take some through text. I think we're going to open up the phones. Take some through the phones. I forgot what we discussed with Bill. 800-465-8770. Bill Bryant joins us top of the hour. The text line's open for any and every other thing. Oh, what? Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH on the Greater East Side, 94.5 FM. Of course, the media would have us believe there's one and only one national, international story.
As we speak, the Todd Herman Show is live and local because the power seekers never rest. And political news is breaking as we speak.
I don't regard it as a great day for the president. I also don't regard it as treasonous, which is what we're now being told by the media, who thinks this is now the metaphorical kill shot of the president's career. The media thinks this is the one. And it's gone from not a great performance to puzzling to literally now I could give you 15 clips of people saying, there you go, there's your articles of impeachment, let's move forward. And there's no balance. And I had an argument today with a friend. And she is a friend of mine, Brandi Cruz from Q13. I have friends I don't agree with everything on. And Brandi and I had an argument about this today. In that, to me, part of the story is the fact that the media has so turned everything up to 11 that it's one more time where even libertarians and non-Trump loving conservatives are looking at this going, oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? I got, folks, I have probably 15 emails from people saying, I don't get it. I'm trying to figure out what Trump did here today. I don't like it. I don't get it. I've got other people saying, hey, you know what? This is Trump pushing back against the intelligence services. Now, we're going to get to that because there's a perfect storm that's been brewed up. And the 3:30 monologue today is on that perfect storm. My argument with Brandi Cruz was I was saying, part of the context to all of this you need to understand is it doesn't matter what happened today. It doesn't. If Donald Trump had gone there and said, you know what? You meddle in our elections again, I will end your career. I'll end it. He could have gone there and said, get the hell out of Crimea. He could have gone there and done that. But his policies have been tougher on Russia by a long shot than Obama's. And the policies have never been reported on. Where Obama's policies with Russia, with the Taliban, with Hezbollah, allowing the latter two to continue to ship drugs into our country, those didn't even meet the bar for the press to report on them at all. Not at all. This balance matters. So had Trump gone in and said to Putin, you know what? I know you meddled. I know you did. You're going to knock that off, or I'm going to bring the world community to bear. We're going to lock down all your assets. And then what does the press say? Well, there you go. Trump just now said, of course, that he was given the election by Putin, so he played tough. The context here matters. The media's obsession with the metaphorical kill shot matters. I watched a not great day unfold. They watched the unfolding of a nation. This is the same media who watched as Obama talked about his flexibility. That's why I opened the show with the joke when he was talking to Medvedev. I'll have more flexibility after the elections. Okay, I'll transmit that to Vladimir Putin. Media, totally silent on that. So from the perspective of a media consumer, someone like me, I look at this and say, no, I'm sorry. I can look with the naked eye and see you're telling me to panic about something when you had nothing to say about Obama on a hot mic promising flexibility. This is a media story. So two things can be true at once. Many things can be true at once. It wasn't a great day in my estimation for the president. Not his best performance. It also wasn't treason. And keeping to the entire theme for me on this is until the media decides it would like to have one shred of credibility, one shred, you can expect them to continue to yell louder. Now, like I told Brandi on Twitter, the media is a lot like someone who doesn't speak French going to France, trying to order breakfast, and the French waiter saying, pardon, pardon, and they're yelling, eggs and bacon! And the French guy's, I don't speak French at all. Parlez-vous français? No, parlez-vous English? And you yell louder. This is what the media is doing. Do you hear us now? They're saying, now it's impeachment. Now it's the articles of impeachment. And it's not a great day. That's it. Oh, and the intelligence services. This is the perfect storm that's been brewed up. It is incredible, the perfect storm that's been brewed up. course, the whole thing began with this clown who is this, and this is the media. Some of them are more overt. This is the clown who was removed. He's with The Nation. Prior to the press conference, he had his activism sign.
He brought with him a sign that says nuclear weapons with test ban treaty. And so now there's a little bit of a wrestling match going on as he is being ejected from the room.
This is what we see with what's his clown from CNN having to scream a question. He's no, he's not going to be called on. He's now a personality. This is all a mix. There's so much more to say about this because this the perfect storm that's been brewed up. We have an intelligence service, the DOJ and the FBI, who absolutely, absolutely deserves this distrust. Are they telling the truth about Russia hacking us? I assume so. Do I know? And if you were Donald Trump, would you know? They set sights on him on day one. Would you know? So many things true at once. Not a great day. I don't trust the FBI at all. That's their fault, not mine, and it's not Trump's, and I haven't been turned into an FBI, someone who distrusts FBI HQ. I want to keep in mind our local FBI agent who listens to the show. I don't trust local FBI HQ or HQ in D.C. That's not Trump's doing. I don't take my orders from the president. I observed this long before the president became even a candidate. I stopped trusting a politicized FBI. I stopped trusting them when they let reporters walk around through the house of the San Bernardino jihadists and go into their refrigerator and suck on a popsicle. They did that. Much more to get to as we roll along to the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH on the Greater East Side, 94.5 FM. So, a perfect storm of sorts. Of course, this is absolutely what has the press telling us. It started with I can't believe he just questioned the intelligence service. And then it became now, it's an impeachable offense.
All I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be. But I really do want to see the server.
So he wants to steer it back over to the server, which begins our discussion for me. Not a great day for the president, as I see it. You may disagree. Hit me up on Twitter, at Toddy Herman, and on text, 800-465-8770. Not a great day, but not treasonous. Not a great day, but not something that the media now tells us. There's your articles of impeachment. Because here's the storm that's been brewed up. The intelligence service deserves the skepticism. For God's sake, this predates Trump in enormous ways. I can go back to my first realization that, wow, we're really screwed up with these intelligence services. That was the Jamie Gorelick memo. Predates 9/11. Jamie Gorelick, one of the masters of disaster. That woman has done more to harm this country than anybody I can think of in particular. That harm, the Gorelick memo, was the one that said, "Dear FBI and CIA, you can't share information with one another, even if it's about a pending terrorist attack in the United States of America." That memo was the excuse for the CIA and the FBI, each of whom knew there was a great preponderance of men from the Middle East wanting to learn to land jet planes but not take them off. How to land them, but not take them off from a runway. Weird preponderance of this. And they weren't allowed to share. And in the book, The Looming Towers, you can read with maddening detail about all the opportunities we had to stop that. And that was the intelligence services. And you wind forward. You go to Fort Hood. And you have a ticking time bomb of a guy who's going to go kill people. He's communicating with jihadists overseas. And the intelligence community knew. And he was called the ticking time bomb. And they did what? Nothing. And in the insane aftermath of our troops not being allowed to carry, oh, you know, weapons on their, you know, base. You had an otherwise impotent and helpless doctor, insane with rage and inspired by jihad, be able to murder people who were sitting ducks who otherwise would have taken him out with a single shot. And we wind forward. That was the intelligence services. We wind forward. We can go to the San Bernardino massacre and those shootings. And we had an intelligence service that was told by Barack Obama, you don't get to look at people's Twitter accounts or Instagram accounts if they want to move to the country. You don't get to look at their social media profiles, which are public. Anyone else can look at them, but you can't. We had a woman, the wife, the female jihadist, who listed as her hometown a city that does not exist and never has. And no one caught that. The intelligence services. That's one party to this perfect storm. We wind forward. And James Comey stood in front of the nation and described to a T national security felonies. For God's sake, the woman, Clinton, in order to avoid Freedom of Information Act requests, illegally set up her own computer. Not a Yahoo account, not a Gmail account, because sometimes email goes down. Those accounts still have to respond to FOIA requests and record retention demands and notices from law enforcement and the Congress of the United States. Hillary just sent it to her lawyers and said, make this go away. Get me some bleach bit. That's the intelligence services. He described it, and then he said, yeah, but we're not going to, you know, no reasonable prosecutor would let her off. And in the background was stewing up the Trump investigation in the background to that, which everybody jumped on board with. And those were the intelligence services. So if you're Donald Trump and you've watched Hillary get off, you've watched Huma allowed to lie to the intelligence services, and Cheryl Mills allowed to lie. Oh, private server, what? She did? Huh? Private server? Oh, wait, I'm her attorney. Oh, now you're attorney? Yeah, now I'm her attorney. Okay, well, now we can't touch you. And you watched that go on. And now they're coming for you, but they're not letting people off. You take a guy like Manafort, and I warned the Trump campaign in detail about Manafort. I warned us all. This is the guy. He's the sort of guy who's a political mercenary, the sort of people who are far too thick in D.C. He is charged. What about Johnny Podesta, who worked in the White House while being business partners with Vladimir Putin, basically, to the oil company that the chief science officer of Russia said, that's Vladimir Putin's company. That's Putin's energy company. And he's allowed to do that. That's not collusion at all. No questions about this. So the media enters into this now. The media defends the intelligence services at every turn. Unless the intelligence services are going at Hillary, then it's time to investigate them, and we've got this perfect storm moment. So you hear Wolf Blitzer. Stunning that the president would say this.
A truly, truly extraordinary moment in American history. Something I thought I would never see. Up first, the president of the United States delivering a stunning rebuke to his own U.S. intelligence community with the entire world watching.
Okay, Wolfie, let me give you two more stunning rebukes, and this plays into the perfect storm. Trump says, I'm not certain I trust an intelligence community that let Hillary Clinton off when she committed, if you count each instance of her doing it, 1,500 national security felonies to the T of gross negligence and putting classified information where it does not belong, and she's let off, and Huma's let off, and Cheryl Mills is let off, and Anthony Weiner is the only one who goes to jail, and that's because he was texting little girls with his naked body. What are they wearing? He's going to trust them? See? Perfect storm. Untrustworthy people at the FBI, partisans at the national media, the gaslighting. How do you avoid being gaslit, made to feel crazy in all of this? Let me give you Wolfie. What was it he said here again? What was it he said? I want to hear this.
A truly, truly extraordinary moment in American history, something I thought I would never see. Up first, the President of the United States delivering a stunning rebuke to his own U.S. intelligence community with the entire world watching.
Hezbollah, identified by Barack Obama's State Department and other apparatus as an international terror group who wants to destroy America. Allowed by Barack Obama, who said to his intelligence community, I don't care how far forward Project Cassandra is, FBI, DOJ officials. I don't care that you are ready to indict Hezbollah terrorists working in conjunction with narco-terrorists from Mexico, human and drug traffickers, bringing this stuff in through tunnels into our country, the stuff being cocaine in the case of Hezbollah. I'm going to let that continue to go. You talk about a stunning rebuke. They spent 2 years putting together the case to stop Hezbollah from bringing cocaine into America and funding Hezbollah's operations and destabilizing our country. And for political reasons, Barack Obama rebuked them. He said no. He obstructed, if you want to use that phrase. And that doesn't make the media. And Wolf Blitzer won't talk about it. And the media won't talk about it. And no one in the media will cover it. But Donald Trump had a bad day in Russia. And that's impeachable. And Wolf Blitzer says, that's a stunning rebuke. Let me give you the second one. Obama did the same thing with the Taliban. A stunning rebuke of intelligence services who were ready to bust the Taliban for bringing opioids into our country and making $300 million per year that they used to kill 2,000 Americans. And Obama said, nope. Let them keep doing it because I want peace with the Taliban. But God forbid Trump have a bad day in Helsinki. That's impeachable. Running drugs into America with two terrorist organizations, Hezbollah and the Taliban, that's not. The media in this country and the intelligence service are so twisted and one-sided that it can make you feel crazy. And you're Trump and you're going to trust them? That's their fault. It was a bad day for the president. It was not a great performance. But for God's sake, it doesn't even begin to compare to those two ops that Obama canceled in a stunning rebuke of the intelligence services. You keep doing this, media. You keep doing this, you'll push more people like me who were not on the Trump train over to the Trump train. You keep going. You will forever end your believability. Todd Herman Show will continue on AM 770 KTTH. We'll come back with just a few more things, a quick arrangement of news-like items. Now me, I calm down, go out, stretch my hammies. Don't want to pull a hammy when you're doing talk radio. Feel better. Thanks for letting me get that out. By the way, did I say that all out loud? The whole thing? I don't worry about myself sometimes. Let's get into
just a few more things.
Yes, where we take a quick arrangement of news-like items. Okay. We got the news-like items. Then we, to producer Tom and I, get together in the trailer that we have now parked out back. Did I tell you that? Hey, yeah, why pay? Why pay property tax? Yeah, I just decided, you know what? I don't need a fancy office. Why keep paying for an office? So we pulled the trailer up. It's a nice old Shasta trailer with the kind of curved roof and the wings on the back. And Tom, he sleeps up front, you know, up in the little nook. I get the big bed and back. Because sometimes when you're doing just a few more things, it takes all night. We were up until just before the show arranging this, figuring out which story goes first. Then after we do that, we number them, right? Because you can't have a list without numbers.
Thing one.
Thing one is this. No, it's not Rant's show beginning. It's Clock Boy! Remember Clock Boy? Clock Boy decided that he would go sue Ben Shapiro. Then Clock Boy lost. Oh, you don't remember Clock Boy? Clock Boy is a guy in Texas, the young guy in Texas whose dad is a kind of a loon. who have decided to build a look-alike suitcase bomb. It was all trolling. And he kept trying to get teachers to panic. Finally, someone in there said, oh, wait, that looks like a bomb. I'm an attorney in. He sued the school district. He lost. He sued everybody else. He lost. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook pretended it was some great invention and brought him to Facebook when it's something you can build in 5 minutes. Now, Clockboy lost his final appeal. Clockboy, zero. Ben Shapiro, all the chips. Thanks for defending yourself, Ben. Others wouldn't have. Next up, just a few more things.
Thing two.
Man, I don't know if you hear about this. Three African Americans denied service by Uber. Racism? Maybe.
He's like, is that the hat? And we're like, yeah. And so he's like, I can't do this ride. And so, you know, we're kind of looking at...
So the hat, was it like a something honoring their African heritage? The hat? Maybe something...
And so, you know, we're kind of looking at each other because...
Oh, probably he's not a Nationals fan, right?
She was in the car, mm-hmm. and he was trying to get in, and I'm standing to the side. And so we're like, this is a joke. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm serious, I can't do this ride.
It's you know what the hat was. It was a Trump hat. Three African-American GOP interns, Matthew Handy, Adrita Barrington, and Elijah L. Allison, denied service. Of course, the national media is outraged. Right? Right? The outrage run dry? Oh, wait. It's because... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was not okay to allow... To disallow black people. Sir, I'm sorry. Only liberal Democrat black people. Got it. Thanks for clearing that up with me. Next up. Just a few more things.
Thing three.
So the theme that's been emerging on MSNBC about the not great day the president had in Russia, or pardon me, in Helsinki, talking with Putin. It started with this, that it's time to...
It's time for Americans to be out on the streets and to speak up.
But not when Obama lets two terrorist organizations ship drugs into the country. Not then. Not when he gives Iran $1.5 billion. Not then. Not when he signs an agreement in secret no one got to look at. Not then. Not then. No. When a speech or presentation goes poorly, then you take to the streets.
It's time for Americans to be out on the streets and to speak up about the democracy that we hold dear, the values we hold dear, and what we expect of the President of the United States.
And it continues.
Thing four.
This is Rick Stengel, also on MSNBC.
We are under attack from Russia.
When have we not been? The media will not get this. You are not believable with your selective cautions and outrages. You're the same media who joined in mocking Romney for saying Russia was our greatest geopolitical foe.
If there were physical missiles, like during the Cuban missile crisis, Americans would be in the streets and protesting and asking for the president to protect us. These are invisible missiles.
Well, then you can't see them and you don't know they're not missiles. See, they can't help themselves. This is why I say they're like the cliched, ugly American ordering food in France. Feverishly pointing at the menu, the waiter doesn't get it. You want steaks with fries, American fries, not the French fries, because you're an American, not a Frenchman. And he doesn't understand, so you speak louder. Media, we get it. You hate Trump. We also get it. Wasn't a great day. And it's not treason. And it's not impeachable. But this, I'm sorry to have to share this with you. This piece of audio that may change your assessment of Trump. Okay? This has just come in.
Thing five.
We don't normally do breaking news and just a few more things, but I told you I would be objective with the president. Sorry if it hurts you. But I overheard this hot mic during a conversation between the Russians and the president.
It's my last election. Yeah. This time my election, I have more flexibility.
Did you hear it too? And this media pressing the panic button, yelling, speaking louder. You don't get it. We really hate him. It's okay for us to say, bad day, not treason. You had no questions about that. None. Not a single question. The media is not believable, and the intelligence services have made themselves unbelievable or not believable. Perfect storm. Bill Bryant will join us next in the Todd Herman Show. Five questions for Bill Bryant. Hit me up on Twitter at Toddy Herman or on the text line 800-465-8770.